Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, 4-7. We now consider the basic question of when one redeems his Maaser Sheni, putting down a coin that's of value equal to the produce itself, must he explicitly say, Zeu Pidyon Maaser Sheni? Must he explicitly say the words, this is the redemption for the Maaser Sheni food, or similar, being explicit, being Kore Shem, verbally declaring the foodstuffs deconsecrated on those coins? Or no, could a person simply put down the coin and it's evident to him his intentions, and it's evident to anyone else who's looking what's going on, that he is deconsecrating Maaser Sheni? That's the question. The Mishnah says, Hapode Maaser Sheni, if one is redeeming his Maaser Sheni foodstuffs, velo kara shem, and he doesn't explicitly say Zeu Pidyon Maaser Sheni, he doesn't say this money is there to redeem the Maaser Sheni foodstuffs. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo. Rabbi Yossi says it's sufficient, meaning the food is deconsecrated, the money is invested with Kedushas Maaser Sheni, he knows what's happening in his head, and that's sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tzarech Lefaresh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is insufficient. The person must explicitly say, Zeu Pidyon Maaser Sheni, this money is here to be the redemption of, to redeem the Kedusha off the Maaser Sheni produce, or it doesn't work. That's the first machlokas. And the lacha is like Rabbi Yossi. In the second part of the Mishnah, we have the same idea, but in a different area. Now we're going to talk about affecting Kedushin, let's call that marriage, or Gittin, let's call that divorce. And to do that, one must, to effect the Kedushin, one must give over something of value. A Sheva Prut is worth, if he's using Kinyan Kesef, he'll give, let's say, the ring to the girl. And when the girl takes it, he has to say some words that explicitly put forth that what's happening is that she is getting married, having kedushin, by receiving this money. So a person would say, "Hare at mukudesh at li b'taba adzu." He puts her on notice. You are becoming married to me by accepting this ring, whatever the case may be. And similarly, when it comes to divorce, a person has to hand over a writ, a bill of divorce called the get. And when he gives the get, he has to tell the woman who's being divorced, Hare ze gitech. This, he puts her on notice, this is your get, the bill of severance, divorce contract. And when she takes that get, that's when she becomes divorced. So the question is, like we had in the first part of the Mishnah, what happens if a man just gives a woman the ring to be married, or gives her a get to be divorced? Will she be divorced? And the truth is that both parties, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, will agree that in such a scenario, she wouldn't be married or divorced, as the case may be. However, their question is, what happens if they're having a conversation about getting married or about getting divorced? And then, let's say, for example, they say they're making wedding plans, when we get married, how it'll be, what it'll look like, what we'll do, and so on and so forth. And then they say, good, okay, let's do it. And he reaches his pocket and he gives her a ring and she takes the ring. But he didn't tell her that this ring was effecting the Kedushin. But in their mind, so to speak, it was clear, ostensibly, that this was the ring that's going to now start the marriage process. And she presumably knew what she was getting, and he presumably gave it for that reason. But nothing was explicit. So is that now going to make them married? And similarly, when it comes to divorce, let's say they're having a conversation, and you know they say, listen, we agree this is, you know, this didn't work out, and it's time to go our separate ways. And the husband says, okay, fine. And then he writes without any talking further, he writes the get and hands it over to his wife, who accepts that piece of paper. Again, without explicitly saying, this is the get that's going now to effect the severance, the dissolution of our marriage. So is that sufficient? So the Mishnah says inside, Hayamadaber im ha'isha al iske gita v'kidusheha. If a person had been discussing with a woman the matters regarding either her get, getting divorced, or kiddusheha, her kesef kedushin, and they're discussing it, and while they're on that topic, they haven't gone off topic at all, but on that topic, v'nasna gita v'kiddusheha, he gives her the get, like I described, or gives her the ring, whatever it is, as I described, v'lov perish, but he didn't explicitly say this is the get or this is the kesef kedushin. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo. Rabbi Yossi says, like he did in the previous part of the Mishnah, that's sufficient. It's evident to everyone what's happening, and therefore, even without words explicitly saying "Hare Zegitech" or "Hare At Mekudeshet," still she is divorced or Mekudeshet by the taking an acceptance, taking possession of that get or a Kesef Kedushin, the ring. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarech lefaresh. He says, no, if you're not explicit and say, Harei ze gitech, this is your divorce bill, or Haret mekudeshet, you're going to be married when you take this, then it doesn't work. Even if it's contextually clear what's happening, you have to be explicit. It can't be implicit in what's going on. The halacha again follows the Rabbi Yossi. The Mefarshim, however, are questioning something interesting. In the first case, we said the redemption of Maaser Sheni occurs without being explicit. In the second case, we said the marriage or divorce occurs without being explicit. The difference, though, in the first case is that there's no context at all necessarily. In the second case, there's context. They're having a discussion about getting married, and then he gives her the ring, or they're talking about getting divorced, and then he gives her the get. So in context, it's clear what's going on. So it's a machlokas or shonim if in the first case, regarding the Maaser Sheni redemption, if there must be explicit talk about the context, he must be talking about, this is Maaser Sheni, I'll need to redeem it, and then he plonks down the money without explicitly saying this is the redemption money, but contextually it makes sense. So according to the Rush and the Rosh, indeed that must be the case. They're parallel cases, and for the pidyon, the redemption of the Maaser Sheni to work, it has to be that there's been some talk contextualizing what's going on. According to the Rambam, it seems, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to go this way, not at all the case, meaning simply putting down the money without any context, without any words at all regarding Maaser Sheni would be sufficient for redemption. Assuming that's the halacha, which seems it is, Bepashtus, so then the difference, one difference which explains the two cases is that when it comes to Maaser Sheni, the whole process is occurring inside one's head. And therefore, if he knows what's going on, that would be sufficient. Whereas when you're talking about marriage or divorce, you need both heads to be in the same place, the husband and wife. And obviously, that requires more context to make sure they're on the same page. It's just a question of how much explicit context or explicit discussion there must be. In any case, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi in both those cases.